Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Hey wife, did you know that Anchor is sponsoring our show?
Really? Don't we use Anchor to distribute our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts?
Yeah, and we are on just about every other platform available as well, thanks to them.
Why do we use Anchor as our podcasting service?
Well, they make editing and distributing our show a breeze.
What if one of our listeners wants to start their own podcast?
Then they should head over to anchor.fm or download the app to get started.
Awesome! You guys should go do that right now! Husband!
Wife!
I don't normally do this when we start a new book, but I have to. Do you remember what happened?
I actually don't, because it's been like a fucking week since we've been talking about Samuel anything. Other than wrap-ups and shit like that, but right. You know, yeah.
Well, we're about to start 2 Samuel, which is a new book.
Right.
But it's a continuation of 1 Samuel, and so... I will tell you what happened at the end of 1 Samuel was that Saul and his sons died.
This is like a recap of the new season, right? When you're starting a new show.
I mean, I guess.
Right.
Like previously on.
Right.
So Saul and his sons were killed by the Philistines.
Right.
And the Philistines hung their bodies up.
Yeah.
And the Philistines were, or I'm sorry, the...
Israelites?
Israelites, thank you. I was like, what are those guys called again? The Israelites were like, oh no, you didn't. And so then they came in and took their bodies down, and they burned the bodies and buried them under a tamarisk tree or some shit like that.
Sure, sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then they fasted for 7 days.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think we're like in the middle of wars and stuff.
Okay.
So...
Well, we got to find out what David's going to do now,
right,
and stuff, right? It's like now it's on David.
Yeah,
right? I'm assuming
it is
because Saul's gone. So like it's all David now.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right. So let's go ahead and get this shit started, huh?
Yeah. 2 Samuel chapter 1.
All right. Let's do this.
Okay. 2 Samuel, chapter 1.
Okay.
David learns of Saul's death.
Okay.
You ready for that?
I'm ready.
After the death of Saul, David returned from his victory over the Amalekites and spent 2 days in Ziklag. On the third day, a man arrived from Saul's army camp. He had torn his clothes and put dirt on his head to show that he was mourning.
They always do that. That's, I know, so funny.
Could you imagine if we still went around doing that?
Like, today? Apparently that's just a thing. If you go over and announce somebody's death, somebody else, you have to tear your clothes and rub dirt all over yourself.
And pull your hair.
And pull your hair, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He fell to the ground before David in deep respect.
Okay.
He fell to the ground. Yeah.
Oops. Even though he was in the army that was chasing David multiple times, mm-hmm, to kill him. Mm-hmm. Okay, just pointing that out there.
Where have you come from? David asked. I escaped from the Israelite camp, the man replied. What happened? David demanded. Tell me how the battle went. The man replied,
What's that come again?
West Side Story, what?
Or, yeah.
Our entire army fled from the battle. Many of the men are dead. And Saul and his son Jonathan are also dead.
Oh, no.
Aww.
I mean, that is his friend, so.
How do you know Saul and Jonathan are dead? David demanded of the young man.
Because I was there.
The man answered, I happened to be on Mount Gilboa, and there was Saul leaning on a spear with the enemy chariots and charioteers closing in on him.
Yep, that would
That'd do it for me.
Right there, yeah.
When he turned and saw me, he cried out for me to come help him.
What?
He's on his spear.
Yeah,
He was leaning on his spear with the guys chasing him.
Oh.
He wasn't on his spear. He was leaning on his spear.
Okay.
He's just standing there. Like,
all right.
Hey, there's some people back there chasing me. I'm just leaning here on my spear.
Need some help here.
Yeah. When he turned and saw me, he cried out for me to come to him. How can I help? I asked him.
Yeah.
He responded, who are you? Because that's important.
Right.
I know that when I am about to die and somebody's offering to save me, I need to know who they are first.
Because it matters, right? You're going to definitely be like, oh, never mind, I need George.
Yeah. Instead of you. Suck. Even though you want to help me, I don't like you.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how that works.
I mean, yeah. You don't know who he is already, so what does it fucking matter if you know who
exactly.
he is?
Exactly. I am an Amalekite, I told him.
Oh, he doesn't even know what side he's on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, he could be on the bad guy's side, and he's calling him over like, hey, come here.
Help.
Like, that doesn't seem like a good move.
No, okay. It doesn't. Then he begged me, come over here and put me out of my misery, for I am in terrible pain and want to die.
Didn't he ask that of his sword bearer?
Yeah.
Or something?
This is more of the two different stories combined into one.
Or did he have like a failed suicide attempt and he's like partly on a spear?
No.
I mean, that's just what I'm imagining. So
I killed him, the Amalekite.
Wait, what?
Told
David.
That's
not how it happened?
For I knew he couldn't live.
But that's not what they said.
I know, I told you. I just literally told you.
We're in our first fucking like paragraph and they've already got a contradiction again.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, there's the first contradiction for our contradictions thing.
I had already come across this one, so I knew it was coming.
Okay.
Yeah, so either his arms bearer or some fucking random Amalekite killed him.
His arms bearer didn't kill him. He killed himself in the last one.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
His arms bearer then killed himself, too.
You're right.
But then this guy now apparently killed him.
So either he committed suicide or a random Amalekite
somehow killed him. He's dead.
Yeah. For I knew he couldn't live, the Amalekite continued.
I mean, one way or the other, yeah.
Yeah. Then I took his crown and his armband, and I brought them here to you, my lord.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Either he killed him and took his shit, or he found him dead and took his shit.
Right.
David and his men tore their clothes in sorrow when they heard the news. Man, I ain't got enough clothes to be ripping shit up. Like, I have maybe, like, 4 t-shirts that I rotate.
You know, if I was their wife that was, like, making this stuff for them, because that's probably what was happening. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, motherfuckers, stop tearing your goddamn clothes.
I'm sorry you're sad, but this is not how we do stuff.
I do not need to be making you guys new shirts every week.
No.
People die all the time, guys. Jesus.
It's true. Well, as I was saying, I have, like, 4 t-shirts that I rotate between.
Right.
And if I tore one every time I got super upset.
Yeah.
I would be naked. I would have no fucking clothes because I can't afford to be buying clothes all the fucking time.
Right.
They mourned and wept and fasted all day for Saul and his son Jonathan and for the Lord's army and the nation of Israel because they had died by the sword that day.
Yeah.
That very day.
Mm-hmm.
Then David said to the young man who had brought the news, where are you from? And he replied, I'm a foreigner, an Amalekite who lives in your land. Why were you not afraid to kill the Lord's anointed one? David asked.
Yeah.
Then David said to one of his men, kill him!
Whoa. Oh, wait, damn. David said to one of his men?
Yeah.
So David wants him dead.
David wants the Amalekite dead.
What the fuck? With that...
That Amalekite just came to him and was like, hey, guys.
Presented him the crown and everything, yeah. And now he wants him dead?
Kill this motherfucker!
That escalated fucking quickly.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
So the man thrust his sword into the Amalekite killed him.
What in the hell?
You have condemned yourself, David said, for you yourself confessed that you killed the Lord's anointed one.
What the fuck?
He asked me to, you assholes, and in Jesus the other Christ. Story, he killed himself anyway.
I literally came to you and told you what I did because he asked me to, and in crown, here, I could have just run off with your fucking crown, you jackass.
Right?
The fuck, man?
David's an asshole.
Yeah, he is.
But we had already come to that conclusion, even though I don't think we were supposed to think that.
Right.
We do think that.
We do think that, because, look, obviously, he's a fucking asshole.
Yep. Okay, next section. Oh, ready?
Yeah.
David's lament over Saul and Jonathan. You need to be fucking lamenting the Amalekite that just came to you.
Right. He came to you with... In
good faith.
Right.
Yep. Then David composed a funeral song...
Oh, no, not a song. Why?
For Saul and Jonathan.
Mm.
And he commanded that it be taught to the people of Judah.
Okay.
It is known as the Song of the Bow.
The Song of the Bow.
As opposed to the Face of Bow. That's a deep,
that's a
deep
cut. No one's going to know that one. Not many people are going to know that
it's
one.
It's from Doctor Who and Captain Jack.
Yeah. Anyone? No, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Come on.
I know where it's from.
Does anybody else? Come on, guys.
I don't know.
Come on, guys. Face a bow.
Right.
You know it.
Yeah.
You know it. You love it. Okay, so the Song of the Bow.
Okay.
And it is recorded in Your Pride and Joy. O Israel lies dead on the hills. Oh, how the mighty heroes have fallen.
Are you singing the song here? Is this the song?
I think it's the song, but...
Is that it?
It's recorded in... And then it just, the next verse is the song itself, instead of where it's recorded in.
Maybe they forgot. Maybe they got tired and they forgot to write stuff down.
I don't know where it's recorded in.
It's recorded somewhere. It's probably recorded over in that little area over there in the Middle East.
In that area.
And yeah, that one area where all the shit happens.
That tree. That rock.
Yes.
That one.
You know, the song tree.
The song tree. Your pride and joy, O Israel, lies dead on the hills. Oh, have the mighty heroes have fallen.
Yeah.
That's where that phrase comes from. Yeah. How the mighty have fallen.
I guess.
I didn't know that came from there.
Okay.
Look at you, Bible quoting.
Yeah.
Don't announce the news in Gath. Don't proclaim it in the streets of Ashkelon.
Don't announce it if you're an Amalekite.
Or the daughters of the Philistines will rejoice, and the pagans will laugh in triumph. O mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew or rain upon you, nor fruitful fields producing offerings of grain.
Okay.
For there the shield of the mighty heroes was defiled. Mm-hmm. The shield of Saul will no longer be anointed with oil.
Nope.
That guy who wanted to kill me is finally dead, and I am sad.
I know, I don't understand why he's so upset. I'd be like... Don't have to worry about that fucker anymore.
I mean, sad for you, but anyways.
Yeah, moving along.
I don't see why he's not, sad about Jonathan.
Right, that would be the one that I would think he would be sad about. But Saul, I'd be like...
My intimate
friend. Dude, he threw spears at everybody. I'm like, whatever.
He's kind of cray.
Yeah.
The bow of Jonathan was powerful, and the sword of Saul did its mighty work. They shed the blood of their enemies and pierced the bodies of mighty heroes.
Yeah.
Saul killed his thousands, and I killed my tens of thousands. No, that's not part of this song. Yeah. That's a different quote.
I gotcha.
How beloved and gracious were Saul and Jonathan?
I don't know. I didn't think Saul was very beloved and gracious, actually.
I thought he was not
gracious.
He's
kind of a dick.
Yeah. Jonathan was gracious.
Right. Saul tried to kill fucking...
Everybody?
Everybody.
He was a bastard.
Yeah. Somebody need to take his fucking spear away.
Mm-hmm.
Do a background check first.
This is a licensed weapon, and you are not allowed to have one.
Yeah. You've shown signs of mental distress and instability. Yeah. So, yeah, you aren't going to be allowed to own a spear.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. They were together in life and in death, Jonathan and Saul.
Yeah.
They were together in life and death.
Okay.
They were swifter than eagles, stronger than lions. I don't think that's true.
I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, women of Israel, weep for Saul, for he dressed you in luxurious scarlet clothing, in garments decorated with gold. Oh, oh, oh!
Yeah, you're gonna miss them gold garments.
Mm-hmm.
And shit.
Oh, how the mighty heroes have fallen in battle. Jonathan lies dead on the hills.
Yeah.
How I weep for you, my brother Jonathan.
That I believe.
Okay, that I believe. That I believe. Yeah. Oh, how much I loved you. See?
Yeah.
They were intimate. It was bosom buddies.
Yeah.
And your love for me was deep, deeper than the love of women.
Wow.
I told you.
So much deeper.
I told you. He plunged his love right deep into him. Oh, how the mighty heroes have fallen. Stripped of their weapons, they lie dead. The end.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, started off with a song. A murder and a song.
Yeah. I still am very pissed off that he killed the Amalekite.
Me too.
I don't really understand.
That was not justified.
That was bullshit.
Yeah.
And kill him! And honestly, their songs suck.
Their songs suck, but keep in mind they were written in another language.
I just want to hate on their songs.
They were written in Hebrew, translated to Greek, translated to Latin,
Let me hate on the Bible song, because they suck, okay?
Whatever, dude.
They suck now. They suck
in today's language, but I don't know that they suck altogether.
Well, we can't judge that, can we?
No, that's what I'm saying. We can't judge that.
All right. But I can judge it now, and now I say it sucks.
Oh, my God. You're an idiot.
All right. Well, that was it for Second Samuel.
Chapter 1. Yeah.
And tomorrow we'll be back with...
Second Samuel, Chapter 2.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.